This is Rediscover Life with Pastor John from All Nations Church with your daily message to help you reconnect to your Creator and rediscover life as it can be with Jesus. And we're continuing our series, I Have Decided. And I want to read something I finished with yesterday. Acts chapter 4 verse 8, then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "Rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day are judged for a good deed done to a helpless man, by what means he's been made well, let it be known to you all and to all the people of Israel, by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man stands before you whole. This is the stone which is rejected by you builders, which has become the chief cornerstone. Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were uneducated and untrained men, they marveled, and they realized that they had been with Jesus. Verse 18. So they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said to them, "Whether it's right in the sight of God to listen to you more than to God, you judge. For we cannot but speak the things we have seen and heard." Peter's courage and conviction was born of clarity. He knew that Jesus was alive and that what Christ had done, and he knew what he had called them to accomplish as the fledgling church, and therefore he didn't need to call a prayer meeting or get legal advice or hold a focus group or do a survey to know what to do. Even though he was threatened by the same people who killed Jesus, he was threatened, you know, if he continued to speak or to teach in the name of Jesus, and yet he responded with such boldness and courage that convicts us here today. Because when you know what you stand for and believe, when you know who you serve and what you want to achieve, it's not difficult to say no to things that are not in line with these aims. And this clarity comes across so beautifully in these verses. Because again, he said, "Nor is there salvation in any other. There is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." Peter said, "There's no other name." And he also responded boldly. He said, "Whether it's right in the sight of God to listen to you more than to God, you judge. For we cannot but speak the things we've seen and heard." And so he responded by saying respectfully, "We have to obey God." These men were not for turning. They gave God their very best. The question is, have you? Ecclesiastes 9:10, "Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. For there is no work or device or knowledge or wisdom in the grave where you are going." Eternity brings clarity. Matthew 24:4, Jesus answered and said, "Take heed that no one deceive you." The Amplified, Jesus said, "Be careful that no one misleads you, deceiving you and leading you into error." And the New Living, Jesus said to them, "Be careful that no one leads you the wrong way." We're living in times of deception. Jesus warned us that the end days would be characterized by lies and the spirit of error. Have you ever met somebody from Fakebook and wondered what immortal did their makeup? Or what magician or miracle worker managed to shave 20 years off them? And what about fake news? How many of you developed a deep distrust of much of mainstream media and government? You know, daily most of us receive fake emails looking for personal information, bank details, etc. How many of you have ever received a message from foreign royalty offering you money or email from a dying woman in the Middle East who wants to leave you millions? Guess what? She's not dying and there are no millions and it's probably not a woman. Add to it, recent developments in AI means you can imitate any well-known figure and make videos of them to get them saying literally whatever you want. We as a generation are so confused that we deny the image of God in the unborn and can't say whether or not it's a human. We need clarity and conviction in the chaos and revelation in the confusion. Ephesians 1 verse 18, "The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know the hope to which you have been called." God wants to give us clarity in our spirit. And again, until you have clarity there, you don't have clarity anywhere. Isaiah 42 and verse 16, "I will bring the blind by a way they did not know. I will lead them in paths they have not known. I will make darkness light before them and crooked places straight. These things I will do for them and not forsake them." Hallelujah. God will give us clarity if we allow him to lead, because the disciple has clarity. They know what is important. They listen to the master's voice. They know what is important. They listen to the master's voice in the midst of the noise, chaos, and confusion that characterizes our age. 1 Corinthians 2:16, "For who has known the Lord's mind that he may instruct him?" But we have the mind of Christ. The mind of Christ isn't frustrated or anxious. It's at peace. It's not confused or compromised, but rather has clarity. James 1:5, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. Allow God to bring clarity to your situation by raising it up to him in prayer. And I think it's important for us, in light of this, to live in the light of the cross. Because it's at the foot of the cross that we find true clarity. I think it's important for us to get that, because his sacrifice demands our service and his love deserves our life. We are called to follow. We are called to obey. We are called to discipleship. John chapter 6 and verse 66. Here we have Jesus speaking about his body and his blood. And verse 61. When Jesus knew himself that his disciples complained about this, he said to them, "Does this offend you? What then if you should see the Son of Man ascend where he was before? It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life. But there are some of you who do not believe, for Jesus knew from the beginning who they were who did not believe and who would betray him. And he said, therefore I have said to you that no one can come to me unless it has been granted to him by my Father. From that time many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more. Then Jesus said to the 12, you also want to go away? But Simon Peter answered, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we have come to believe and know that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And so even when everybody else walked away, the disciples stayed because they knew that Jesus had the words of eternal life. I think it's good to reflect on this and to consider that the Lord wants us to be determined to follow him, because there is a cost to the call. And, you know, Deuteronomy 30 verse 19 says, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. And the New Living, today I have given you the choice between life and death, between blessings and curses. Now I call heaven and earth to witness the choice you make. Oh, that you would choose life, so that you and your descendants might live. And this is why we must choose life. This is why we must choose to follow Jesus Christ. And again, the easiest thing in the world is to make commitments to God that we don't keep, to make promises to God that we don't follow through on. But again, when you think of that hymn, I have decided to follow Jesus, no turning back, no turning back. The cross before me, the world behind me, no turning back, no turning back. And though none go with me, still I will follow. No turning back, no turning back. And over again, you think of the chorus, you know, where that line is emphasized, no turning back. This is a day for us to put our hands to the plow and not look back. This is a day for us to determine to follow Jesus, no matter what the cost. I have decided. Have you? This is Pastor John from All Nations Church, thanking you for listening today. Hope you can join us again tomorrow right here on UCB Ireland as we continue our series, I Have Decided.